Archbishop Chaput, my brother priests, my brother deacons, our dear seminarians, religious and consecrated men and women, my dear friends in Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. According to the ancient tradition of the Church, Good Friday is the only day of the year when the holy sacrifice of the Mass is not offered. The celebration of the Eucharist is suspended on all the altars in every Catholic church throughout the world as we mourn the passion and death of the Lord. Good Friday is a day that's different from every other day in the year. It's a day where we prayerfully contemplate the mystery of the cross. And the Church invites us to do that as a community in the Good Friday liturgy, which consists of three parts: the liturgy of the Word, which includes the Passion according to St. John, which we just proclaimed; the veneration of the cross; and Holy Communion, or what was formerly called the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified, which really isn't a Mass at all. It consists of the distribution of Holy Communion from sacred hosts that have been consecrated or pre-sanctified at the Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper last evening here in the cathedral. And in our contemplation of the cross, we discover the sign of contradiction. The cross is at the heart of the Paschal mystery. In the words of St. Paul, "I preach Christ and Him crucified." In the mystery of the cross, we have the coming together of apparent disparate opposites: suffering and healing, death and resurrection, defeat and victory, agony and glory. And yet, they really are not opposites. Self-giving and self-oblation are necessary prerequisites for perfect freedom, and perfect freedom gives rise to new life and glory. I think one of the most powerful and mysterious lines in Mel Gibson's popular movie, The Passion of the Christ, is the scene where our Lord meets his dear mother along the way of the cross. As she comes to his side when he falls yet another time under the weight of the cross, our Lord looks into her compassionate and sorrowful eyes and tells her, "Mother, don't you see? I make all things new." Now, these words are not found in the Gospel. They're actually found in the book of the Apocalypse, Revelation 21:5. And the filmmaker superimposes these words on the lips of Jesus for dramatic effect. Nonetheless, the scene conveys a powerful and mysterious truth. Through humility and obedience to the will of God, we make all things new. The glory of Jesus, particularly in St. John's Gospel, is the glory of obedience and self-giving. The glory of the resurrection merely crowns the glory which Jesus already obtained by his obedience to the Father's will. In the words of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, quote, "Christ's crucifixion is his coronation, and his coronation or kingship is the surrender of himself to men." End of quote. All the holy martyrs of our faith believe this. Some of you know I recently returned from Guadalajara, Mexico, after spending 6 weeks in a Spanish language course. And during my time in Guadalajara, I learned that many of the Mexican martyrs of the early 20th century revolution, Mexican Revolution, came from this region of Western Mexico, from the states of Jalisco, Michoacan, and Zacatecas, and others, where the Cristeros movement began. In fact, our seminarians at St. John Vianney Seminary here in Denver are staging their annual play on this remarkable story of these Mexican martyrs at the beginning of May. So please come, May 1st, May 2nd, 7:30 at the seminary. Most of these Mexican martyrs have been beatified or canonized by Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI. And one of the most fascinating figures in this whole epic drama was a young married layman, Blessed Jose Anacleto Gonzalez Flores. Blessed Anacleto was a lawyer and a scholar who founded the Catholic Action Organization entitled Union Popular. And when the popular resistance to the persecution of the church began to take up arms in opposition to the oppressive government regime, Blessed Anacleto chose to passively resist the evil by leading his followers to sure martyrdom, knowing that this was the way to true freedom and ultimate victory. Blessed Anacleto was beatified on November 20th, 2005 by Pope Benedict XVI, among the first beatifications of the new pontificate. Blessed Anacleto's cause was actually held up for a time because he was so close to the leaders who did take up arms in violent resistance to that evil. But it soon became clear that Anacleto chose another way. From Bailey's famous history of the Cristeros movement entitled Viva Cristo Rey, we have these words of Blessed Anacleto Flores in a speech that he gave to his followers. Quite remarkable. Quote, "If one of you should ask me what sacrifice I am asking of you in order to seal the pact we are going to celebrate, I will tell you in two words, your blood. If you want to proceed, stop dreaming of places of honor, military triumphs, braid, luster, victories, and authority over others. Mexico needs a tradition of blood in order to cement its free life tomorrow. For that, my life is available. And for that tradition, I ask yours." End of quote. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we too are called to have the same mind and heart as Blessed Anacleto. Our glory does not come from trophies, honors, or worldly recognition. Our glory begins when we give ourselves as Jesus did. And our glory continues when we have faith enough to do the Father's will in spite of opposition, ridicule, and suffering. No one can ever conquer the person who humbles himself to serve God with all his heart, mind, and soul, even if he should suffer death in the process. Our glory will be consumed and consummated when we follow Jesus and hand over our spirit to our Heavenly Father in our death. Then, our glory will be completed when he raises us up together with his Son. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.